This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
Joining us live in the studio is another guest. So many guests.
Another comedian.
So many funny guests.
It's almost like Andy and I are comedians. We just bring our friends in who are very, very talented.
Very, very talented. Speaking of talent, we have Nikki Vivica in the studio.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hello. Hi. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Jax.
So, The Lazy Show.
Yes, that's my show at the Butterfly Club this week.
You were on Monday. It started yesterday?
I had my opening night yesterday. Yes. Tuesday is Newsday, and then I start again on Wednesday.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was great. It was fabulous. It's such a delight of a show to perform.
I love the Butterfly Club. It's so intimate as well.
I wish my house just looked like the Butterfly Club. It's got like such... For those who haven't been, it's just entirely covered in all this glorious kit.
Yes.
It's like a little kitsch palace.
And it's got a bar. I wouldn't mind having a bar in my place.
Bar and decorations. It's all kitschy.
So tell me about the show. What can we expect?
The Lazy Show, it's like a storytelling stand-up show. It kind of came out of a joke in my previous show. I had a show about asexuality called Asexual Healing.
Asexual Healing?
Yeah, Asexual Healing. Yeah, uh-huh. It was my first show. And I had a joke in it because I didn't used to know I was ace. I just thought I was lazy about... I just thought I'll get round to doing the sex thing eventually. It's on my to-do list.
Never got there?
I tried it. It's just not that great. And then eventually I realised I was ace. But I talked about that in that show. And I made a joke about doing a show about how lazy I was. And then an audience dared me to do it. So now it's happening. And I am doing
what you put out there. Because, people might hold
you. But there's no creativity without boundaries. So that makes sense. Like, do a show about this. Okay. It's so difficult to come up with a show every year. So you've got that.
Well, I have been meaning to do this show about laziness for a long time. It's just something I keep putting off.
Funny that.
And it's a big part of the show is talking, because I talk about how long I've been putting off the idea for doing the show.
Yeah.
So it ends up being almost an autobiographical show as well, like a storytelling show, because it covers a big chunk of my life from having the first idea to do the show to actually carrying through and doing it. So it ends up, even though it's... it's mostly a stand-up show about various aspects of laziness and what it is to be lazy, what it is to be called lazy, and so forth. It's also and ends up being another queer memoir show because it talks about my whole life and putting off coming out and putting off doing other things like that.
Oh, okay.
I'll get round to it.
Yeah, well, it was really like that. It was pretty much as soon as I got out of school, I was like, right, now it's time to come out. And then I just kept on putting it off and putting it off because it seemed like a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a lot of work.
Well, I can imagine.
How long was it, was it a while after high school you came out?
It was quite a while.
You have to see the show.
Well, you're right now. Now, you're a stand-up and an improviser. So is this show improvised or is this show is...
Oh, the show is... The first time I did it was sort of semi-improvised. Yep. My stand-up often develops like that. I'm not very good at making myself sit down and do the scripting process. So I tend to generate a lot of ideas and then I work out what I'm doing as I perform them on stage.
And then see how people respond to it.
Yeah.
What doesn't work.
So...
It's really interesting. Everyone's got a different process, don't they?
Yeah. I sit down there and I very noisy brain. So I just sort of sit at my computer and just brainstorm for pages and pages and then print it out and go, what the heck am I on about? And try and sift through the crap for the gold.
Yeah, well, because I do a big brain dump like that. And then I sort of go through this notebook and then I just draw smiley faces beside the bits that I like.
Also good.
And then I have a separate notebook and I put all the smiley face material in that.
Smiley notebook.
And then I've got the basis for my show. And sometimes I will go back into the brain dump and pull out jokes which I thought were really stupid and they end up being the best jokes in the show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You can just have them around or repolish bits. There's no rules.
No, and sometimes they come back for later shows as well. Sometimes a bit repeated material doesn't work for one show, this happens to be perfect for something else down the track.
Oh, I've forgotten her name. The comedian,
what does she look like? Tall?
She's passed away, Jewish, American.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Oh, goodness.
Joan Rivers had I remember the documentary about Joan Rivers.
Oh, yes.
And she's got filing cabinets jokes.
On cue cards.
She's
like, all right, here's the one about being a Jew. Okay. Here's another one about being gay. I don't, whatever.
Amazing. What an organised stand-up. How do you get so organised as a comedian?
She was just an obsessive workhorse. Like, she had that kind of career. But a bit too much, I'd say.
I'm certainly not a workhorse.
But you are a winner. You are a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you are a winner.
On the street that you won the 2019 Midsummer Poetry Slam. Oh.
I did.
Party hall.
I won a thing.
Party hall for that. Maybe you can cheer.
That's my favourite.
Yay.
What is a poetry slam? Let's break it down.
It's like performance poetry. So you'll get a bunch of poets coming and compete, and you get up and you've got 3 minutes like we had for this slam.
Yeah.
And you do your poetry, and then we had like random judges, just audience members were given judging cards.
Ah.
And they held up numbers, like you dived into a pool, and then you like added up the points. And then we had two rounds. So if you got through the first round, you got to get back up and do a second poem.
Uh-huh.
And then we tallied up the points at the end.
But did you have the poems prepared, or you put on the spot and had to come up with something on the go?
Well, it's interesting because I had one prepared, which is that's sort of like my trans empowerment poem, which I've done a few times before. And I had that, but then I turned up and I'd been so busy with the Lazy Show. I hadn't got a second poem together. And I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting there and I came up with an idea for a poem just while I'm waiting to go on. And that was actually the poem that won it for me. That was the one that really took off.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? So just in the moment.
Yeah, but there's a thing like that, because a lot of poets at slams will have material they've written that day or put together very recently.
Yeah.
And that's part of the joy of it, because it's a very immediate form. It's just like, here's something I want to talk about now. Mm. Here's the words I'm doing it.
Yes.
With.
So raw emotion then, if it's just...
Yeah. And it actually, it felt like the more immediate it was, the better, the more effect it had, the more...
Now, with slam poetry, does it have to all rhyme?
No. You'd be quite gosh if you rhymed, actually, I think.
Oh, really?
Oh,
rhyming
it's not cool anymore.
It's not cool to rhyme.
Not really.
Clicking?
Oh, clicking's still in. Mm. Yeah, clicking's in. I love a bit of a click.
Uh-huh. Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Pretty beatnik, yeah?
Yeah.
Click. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what that was.
Congratulations on the poetry. Mm,
thank you.
And we look forward... Now, how do we find out more about the Lazy Show?
Well, it's up on sale at the Butterfly Club's website at the moment, thebutterflyclub.com. You can follow me on social media, Facebook or Instagram, as Nikki Vivica, and I'll have updates there.
And Nikki, you're a double K kind of gal?
Double K, that's correct.
Yeah. N-I, double K-I, Vivica, V-I-V-E-K-A for those...
E-C-A.
E-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got that wrong. V-I-V-E-C-A.
Well, that's Annie's fault, isn't it?
Annie.
When I'm off mic, I can't defend myself.
Well, now you're on mic.
Can't.
Yeah. My apologies.
All the best for your show. It's on at Butterfly Club until February the 16th.
Yes. Plenty of opportunities to see you.
Get on down and take it easy for now while you celebrate slacking off with me.
Fantastic.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.